This is Marketplace. I'm Lizzie O'Leary, in for Kai Rizdahl. Across Marketplace, we've talked about the exodus underway from Puerto Rico to Florida and how Hurricane Maria helped put it into fast forward. Since the storm, nearly 200,000 people have fled the island, but that doesn't mean they've cut ties, either economic or emotional. As Marketplace's Renata Sego reports, a rapidly growing Puerto Rican population in Orlando wants and needs to stay in touch with island life.
Jose Hernandez's room at an Orlando hotel is small. It's paid for by FEMA. He, his mom, and two younger sisters make it work. They have two beds and a blow-up mattress. Everyone gets one dresser drawer. They even have a small plastic Christmas tree with a Puerto Rican flag next to it. The setup is missing a lot of comforts, but it does have one important necessity: free wireless internet. They use it to call family back home with WhatsApp. It's their only way to connect.
I don't know if they have any signal right now. I will try to call them and see.
Hernandez checks in with his grandmother, aunts, and cousins. They own a car repair business and property back on the island and have vowed to stay. Their Wi-Fi on the island is still spotty, and they have to rely on generators to charge their phones.
Hola.
Mira, llegó la luz. She doesn't have too much signal right now. That's why she doesn't hear me.
Coming to the mainland was never a plan for Hernandez. But the 22-year-old lost his job at a restaurant on the island. He couldn't go to school because the university closed, and his mother couldn't return to the hospital where she worked because it collapsed. A friend gifted plane tickets, and they left. Hernandez's young sisters are now enrolled in middle school. They can all stay in the hotel through the middle of January. Hernandez has two jobs, one waiting tables at a tapas place and another selling theme park passes. His mom can't find work as a secretary. She's trying to learn English.
It's been hard. We didn't know about the cost here. It's really, really high. I'm the only one working right now, and that's not good.
Phone calls back to family on the island are like doses of oxygen.
They always say to us that we have to be positive. Never give up. That's what they say to us. And no matter what we decide, they want us to be better and have a better good life.
The Hernandez family is apartment hunting. They plan to settle in Orlando. They're just some of the latest of about 200,000 Puerto Ricans who've left the island after Hurricane Maria for Florida. Historian Luis Martinez Fernandez says past waves of migration from the island have happened in slow motion. Maria is a much more sudden disruption.
During the other waves, well, people could plan to relocate. Maybe they could travel here and see if they can find a job, stay with relatives. What we're looking at now has a sense of urgency.
He says it's because Maria struck an island that had already been suffering from crumbling infrastructure and growing debt. Even as people leave, though, they can maintain more of a connection than in the past.
People can Skype. People can travel for what's not large amounts of money. What we used to see as an almost complete breakup of the family, well, now we have families who are living actually in both places.
Martinez Fernandez estimates another 750,000 people will leave the island in the next 4 to 5 years. That's nearly a quarter of the population. He imagines it'll be mostly property owners who will have to give up on rebuilding.
What do you do if you have $30,000 worth of damage? You have no insurance. It's very hard to rebuild when you don't have the resources to do that.
He expects other migrants will be business owners who can't make a profit with fewer customers around. And if and when those holdouts leave, it'll be easier since they'll have relatives like Jose Hernandez to connect with on the mainland. In Orlando, I'm Renata Sego for Marketplace.
You can listen to a one-hour Marketplace Weekend special report on Puerto Rico and its recovery from Maria. Just go to our website, marketplace.org.